James Scott, nog steeds hier in het museum van Royal Engineer. Dat ligt in Chatham. We zijn er al een tijdje. Het is ook de moeite waard om dit te zien. This is our time, isn't it?
Yes, this is the last part of the museum. This reflects what the engineers have been doing in the last 10 years and today. So you can see behind you, we have an evolution of the uniforms that the engineers have been wearing, for example. This is what they used to use in forest areas, like Europe, for example. This is what they were previously using in desert areas, and this is what they use today. It's digitally designed multi-terrain, so you can wear it wherever, and it's a very interesting piece of technology. Moving on.
Yeah, you see how the uniforms have changed and improved.
We have an interesting computer interactive here. I'm afraid you can't see it, but what it shows is one of the big engineer contributions to Afghanistan, the building of Camp Bastion. And this is a huge undertaking. Here we have an example of how it was built. So this is the desert before. And you see gradually it becomes larger and larger, with a huge airfield being built, large amounts of accommodation being built for the British and American troops.
This is a sort of iPad, and James lets see hoe ze dat gebouwd hebben hier allemaal.
And this is what it looked like in 2011. Yeah. This is absolutely huge. Yeah. Just to give you an idea of how big it is, the barracks that we are part of today, this museum and the whole barracks is that big. This is Chatham, the town that we're in at the moment, is that big. And there's a place in England called Reading. It's a big, quite a big city. Yeah. That's the size of Reading. So Camp Bastion is like a big city in Afghanistan that's is used to kind of...
Ja, het kamp is 1000 keer zo groot, of zelfs misschien nog wel meer. Het geeft inderdaad een indruk. Zo'n grote iPad waar je dan ook op kunt zien. En zo zie je ook meteen de ontwikkeling van de techniek, de moderne technieken van de engineers, waar ze nu mee moeten werken.
Camp Bastion is quite well fortified. The engineers have built the defences actually out of something called, it's quite interesting, it's called HESCO. And basically it's a system of wires and canvas which contains the sand. So essentially you bring the wire together and you assemble it and you just fill it with sand from the desert. So you have your materials for defence ready there in the desert in Afghanistan. So it's very, very clever. Yeah.
In feite hebben ze materialen die ze meenemen zijn leeg, die vullen ze met zand, hebben ze meteen een goede bewaking in principe.
We have some of the interesting things brought back from the Iraq war here, the downfall of Saddam Hussein. You can see some of the currency that was used at the time before Saddam fell. We've got actually quite a rare Iraqi war medal that was found in the desert. It was an interesting campaign for the engineers.
Ja, een aantal reliquieën eigenlijk meegenomen uit de tijd van... Ja, ook de val van Saddam Hussein. Het is alweer, volgens mij herinnert het aan 2003, 2004.
One final thing I'll show you. This relates to something the engineers have done for hundreds of years. Placing demolition charges to blow up bridges and things like that. So we've got the bar mine here, which is what the engineers use today. And also, if you remember me talking about bomb disposal earlier, this is the equipment that the engineers would use today. This is a minesweeper, and they carry out searches for improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, and also mines and things like that as well. So it's very important, but dangerous, still dangerous today.
Still dangerous. In spite of the modern techniques, it's handwork.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, there's more modern technologies. You've got quite an interesting thing here is the ballistic underpants. They wear underneath their clothes, and it's designed to catch pieces of shrapnel or explosive so that it doesn't pierce the skin. So it's very, very, very useful, and the soldiers value this quite highly. It's much like... sort of Middle Eastern soldiers used in the medieval period where an arrow would get caught in the silk. Also very, very low technology even used today. We have this prod here that's used for searching for explosives in the sand. So still very basic work.
Ja, dat was het museum. We zijn erg onder de indruk van de grote hoeveelheid materialen, dingen die er zijn overgebleven uit die tijd. James, people who want to come first look at your website.
Yes.
What that is?
The website is www.re-museum.co.uk. And that tells you about what we have here, how to get here, and what's going on at the museum.
Yeah. A lot of people come by train and then take the 101 bus, I think, or 106, what was it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's on the side.
The bus, I think, drops off shortly outside here, but we're quite easy to get to. We're less than an hour away from London on the train. Yeah. So it's...
London Victoria Station, and then up to Pancras.
Yes,
and then
you can get the high speed down here, so it's quite quick.
Eastern trains.
Yeah, so if you're visiting the London museums, it'd be good to come down here as well. You get a different story.
And it is a hele mooie geschiedenis. Thank you.
Thank you.